who could feel the presence of God. And I say principle. This is one of those principles. I would say it's one of the most important principles that every Christian, every believer needs to apply to their lives on a daily basis. Amen? It is one of those most misunderstood principles, and it's many times frowned upon. Amen? And I think for us to take off tonight, I need to explain to you what does the word mystery mean. Amen? So, are you with me? This is your captain speaking on ECC Flight 101. We have reached an altitude of 40,000 feet. The weather is good, and we expect no turbulence tonight. Welcome aboard. I hope that you enjoy the flight. And now that I've got your attention, I always wanted to do that. And it came out better than I thought. This new sound is amazing. I sound like God. I'm just kind of dragging it out because I'm waiting for the other guys. Okay, so let's go on. What is the meaning of the word mystery? Now, according to the Bible, the word mystery is something that is impossible to understand by a carnal mind because it cannot be revealed onto a natural mind. It's something that cannot be revealed onto a natural mind. Amen? Now, you need to understand that when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, let's say, for instance, we pray for people to receive the gift of praying in tongues. People normally use the words of, we will say something like, we're going to pray for you to get baptized in the Spirit. Amen? That's what we say. You need to understand that when you get baptized in the Spirit, that you receive a heavenly language, and that is already locked up on the inside of you. The moment that you have given your heart, like the guys that stood in front just now, the moment that you give your heart unto God and you say, Jesus Christ, I accept you as Lord and Savior over my life, already then, there is a language on the inside of you, a heavenly language being unlocked. And you merely just have to speak the words. I believe that even while I'm preaching tonight, that for those sitting here tonight that cannot pray in the Spirit, if there's people looking over or live streaming even now, I believe that the fire of God is going to come down. It's not going to be necessary for me to pray for you. You merely just have to open up your mouth and speak. Amen. Tonight you will receive fresh fire and power of the Holy Spirit. So when it comes to speaking in tongues, it is something that you cannot try to understand with your carnal mind. You cannot try and unlock this mystery with your carnal mind. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 1 to 11, and I'm quoting from the NIV version. Romans 8, verse 1 to 11, it says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit that gives life have set you free from the law of sin and death. I want you to stay with me. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of a sinful flesh. Amen. This is what I love most about the Holy Spirit. You know, you just have to enter the atmosphere. It is His law. It is the law of the Holy Spirit to give life. It does not have to do anything. Just show up. And His presence fills the atmosphere with life, with power. It breaks every bondage. It breaks every curse in one instance. Every addiction is broken. That is why when we pray for you, and you get slain under the power of the Holy Spirit, and when you stand up, that you feel so restored. You feel re-energized. Amen? Because the law of the Spirit is to give life. You guys with me? To give life. Say to give life. And so He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the law, but according to the Spirit. Amen? For if you live according to the flesh, you have your mind set on what the flesh desires. But if you live according to the Spirit, you have your mind set on what the Spirit desires. A mind governed, say governed, by the flesh is death. But a mind governed, say governed, by the Spirit is life and peace. For those, a mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who live in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. Amen? Those who live in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. A carnal-minded person cannot perceive the mysteries of God. You need to be in the Spirit. I'm saying this tonight because I need you to be in the Spirit with me. Amen? I pray that whatever have been sent to steal this word from you tonight, I bind it, I rebuke and break its power. I cast it down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command it out. Father, I pray that every spiritual ear will be activated. Every spiritual heart will be opened. And that the eyes of our understanding tonight will be enlightened. I pray that every person standing here tonight will be able to receive this word and understand it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. A mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. So how do you get to that place where the Holy Spirit governs your thoughts? By praying in tongues. By praying in tongues. Amen. When you start praying in other tongues in the Spirit, you do not just give the Holy Spirit access to govern your mind, but every part and every area and dimension of your life. Amen. Listen, there is so many mysteries and secrets locked up in the kingdom of God. And the Bible says that when you pray in the Spirit, when you pray in an unknown tongue, that you're praying out mysteries by the Holy Spirit. Yet again, a carnal mind cannot do this. Amen. A carnal mind cannot understand the things of God, the mysteries. A carnal-minded person will see the spiritual things as foolishness. Amen? Mysteries is hard for the carnal mind to understand because the five senses cannot perceive what is beyond reason. The five senses cannot perceive what is beyond reason. Do I have carnal-minded people here tonight? Almost. The people jumped up and said, yeah. Do I have spiritually minded people with me tonight? Amen. And then the Bible goes on and it says, you, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives within you. For if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead is living inside of you, then He that raised Christ from the dead shall also give life to your mortal bodies. I'm telling you tonight that when you pray in other tongues, that it brings healing to your physical bodies. I bet that you did not know that. When you pray in the Spirit, in other tongues, when you worship in the Spirit, it physically brings healing to your physical body. Who needs healing in their bodies? If you need healing in your body, start praying in the Spirit. It will bring healing. Listen, I want to tell you a story. There's a study that has been made by a brain specialist called Carl Peterson. And he brought two groups of people together. The one group could pray in the Spirit. The other group could not. And he wanted to see what is the reaction on the brain when you pray in the Spirit. And the studies have shown that the brain releases, for those that prayed in the Spirit, in other tongues, that the brain released two chemical secretions that was directed into the immune system that have given them a 35 to 40% boost in their immune system. Your immune system is the very thing that brings healing to your body. Amen? Now, what is very interesting that the part of the brain that would release these chemical secretions is inactive. It's inactive. It's got no apparent reason for any part of your body. But the moment that you start praying in the Spirit, that part of your brain gets activated. I'm telling you tonight that when you pray in other tongues, it brings healing to your bodies. It is truly time that we leave and step out of a carnal state with a carnal mentality where we try to figure out this thing. You know, many people is like, yeah, but it's not for everyone. Praying in the Spirit is not for everyone. I want to tell you tonight that it is for each and every one of you sitting here. Amen. Many will say that it was only for that time. Trust me, I've heard it all. And the people will go into a full-blown debate over this thing. Because I try and understand it, but why do I pray when I pray? Why can't I understand what I'm saying? Because you're not supposed to. Because you're not speaking unto man, but you're speaking unto God. Amen? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verse 14, it says the following. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. My spirit is praying. When you start praying in the Spirit, it is no longer your flesh or your carnal man that is in control, but it is your spirit man rising up in the Holy Spirit. And it is then by the Holy Spirit that you are busy praying out mysteries. The mysteries that's locked up in heaven then becomes unlocked and revealed unto you as a believer. Amen. See, we've got so many Christians that miss the importance of praying in the Spirit. Amen. And that even when they do not fully comprehend the mystery behind what is taking place when they pray in the Spirit. Many Christians do not understand the pure raw power that is connected by when a believer starts praying in the Spirit. Amen. Let me tell you tonight that the devil will do everything within his power to try and prevent you as a believer from receiving this very powerful gift. And that is why many churches will actually reject this message. And that is why many people will say that it is not for everyone. Because the enemy does not want you to receive this powerful gift. The enemy knows that the moment that you get baptized in the Spirit, that you start walking the walk of power. That you start walking the walk of fire. That you start walking the walk of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For many Christians, speaking in other tongues have become a mechanical, monotonous habit rather than a spiritual activity. And that is why also why many believers, when they pray in the Spirit, nothing is changing in their lives. Why is that? It is very possible for you as a believer to pray in the Spirit, to pray in other tongues from a carnal, fleshly state. It needs to be done in spirit and in truth. But I want to tell you tonight, it's very possible, and I've seen it many times, how people will pray in the Spirit, but it sounds like a machine gun going off. Da, 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 da. It's making a noise. It's because it's coming from a carnal, fleshly state. And the Bible says that when you pray like this, you're sounding like a clanging cymbal. Meaning you're making a noise in the Spirit, actually irritating God. Amen? It needs to be done in spirit and in truth. How do you do that? How do you know whether it's done in spirit and or in spirit and in truth? The only way that your prayers will go into a place of spirit and in truth is where you stand in relationship and intimacy with God. You cannot expect just to come here every Sunday morning or pitch up here on a Saturday morning for prayer, but you have no relationship with God throughout the week, thinking that your prayers is going to carry power because there's no relationship. Amen? So when we look at this very important topic that will shape every believer, that will form the, it will form the very foundation of every believer. This thing will, praying in the Spirit, will cause you to grow spiritually continuously. Without being able to pray in the Spirit, you will stagnate, you will stay at one place. It is impossible to grow if you cannot pray in the Spirit, because it is the Holy Spirit praying. Listen, the Word says that when you pray in the Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit interceding through you, the perfect will of God for your life. Amen. That's why you will go nowhere if you cannot do it. Are you guys with me? And so it is important for you as a believer to understand what it is for. Why do I pray in the Spirit? How can it change my life? And what is the difference between people that pray in the Spirit and do not? Many times you pray for people to get baptized in the Spirit and they've got no clue. They receive the gift because the Holy Spirit will give you that gift. Amen? So you receive it, but you've got no clue as to why am I praying like this. And many people think, yes, but I actually sound a bit stupid. It's because you do not understand. You're still thinking with a carnal mind. Amen? So these mysteries need to be unlocked, unveiled. Tonight, this mystery will be revealed unto you. Amen? You guys still with me? Now, there are three guidelines to understanding mysteries that I want to share with you. Three guidelines. And you can maybe just note this down if you're taking notes. Three guidelines that you need to follow to understand mysteries in your life. And the first is the leading of the Holy Spirit. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit to understand mysteries. Amen? The Bible says in Romans 8 verse 14, you don't have to put this on, the Bible says in Romans 8 verse 14 that for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. A father always reveals his secrets and his mysteries unto his children. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. You cannot do this from a carnal state. It needs to be done by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The second thing that you need is the Rhema word of God. The Rhema word of God. This means the spoken word of God. This is the Logos word of God. The written word of God. But what you need is the Rhema word of God. But you need to understand that the Logos word of God can become the Rhema word of God in your life. For instance, you start reading the word of God, you're praying in the Spirit. You need breakthrough in some area of your life. So you're praying before God, and you're bringing this petition before God, and you're praying in the Spirit, reading the word, and all of a sudden the scripture just stands out. At that moment, the written word has become the spoken word of God in your life. Amen? You need the Rhema word of God. And the third thing that you need is that you need to be able to pray in tongues. These are the three guidelines that you need to follow to understand mysteries. We serve a God of mysteries. Listen, if you want to unlock those secrets and mysteries, you need to follow these three guidelines. Trust me. Amen. You need to understand that one of the attributes that have aided in the help of my spiritual growth, me personally, especially when it comes in the understanding of the word, the written word, the revelation that I receive in the truth of God, is because I can pray in the Spirit. I will share with you a secret, my own secret tonight. You know, I've had many people coming to me, asking me, how is it possible that you quote scriptures like that? It's like it just flows out of you. How do you do it? How do you remember it all? It's really easy. I will tell you how I do. Do you want to know? Yeah, no, I don't think so. You don't seem to. You want to know? Okay, so this is what I do. This is what I do. The first night that I went to Pastor Leon's house and I encountered God, and he laid hands on me, and the power and the fire and the glory of God came raining down on me. I went down crying, weeping under the presence of God. In one instance, my whole life was changed. So the first thing that you need is an encounter with God. And when I stood up, I understood the phrase that once I was blind, but now I could see. Because I stood up from the ground there, but all of a sudden, everything made sense spiritually. That never made sense to me. Amen? And so what I did was I went to work the following day, after encountering God in a very powerful way. And I opened the Bible online. It wasn't even physically, online. And it's like I just could see the words for the first time. Okay, I didn't see any revelation. I didn't see anything strange. It's just like I could see the words for the first time. It's like I craved the word of God. It's like I couldn't wait. I had a desperation and a hunger just to get the word of God inside of me. It's like I physically wanted to take it and devour the word of God. I just couldn't wait to get it all in. So what I set out to do was starting from the beginning, Genesis 1, and I read through the whole Bible because I wanted to get the whole message in. I didn't want to read a bit here, a bit there, because then you can misinterpret the Word of God. I wanted to get the whole Word of God in. So I set out to read through the whole Word of God. And that was a very great journey that the Holy Spirit took me on. Amen. You guys still with me? And on my way through, I would take certain scriptures that would stand out for me. I don't know if you guys are reading the Word. If you want to be able to quote scriptures, you need to read the Word of God. Amen. So it's one thing to quote scriptures, but it's another thing to have the Word of God alive in you. That when you quote those scriptures, that they actually carry power and life. Amen. I know people that can quote the Bible from back to front, but it carries no power. There's no substance. Okay, so what's the difference? What did I do differently? I wrote down that the Bible says meditate. God says meditate upon my law day and night. Meditate upon my law day and night. So I took those words and I wrote them down. I started with the first verse. Listen, I have had a pack of papers that I couldn't write anymore. So I started typing it out. And the one morning I got up and I started meditating upon the first scripture. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And I started praying these scriptures. I studied them off, knowing them off by heart, like studying for a test. But I didn't stop there. The next morning I will get up and I will start to pray these things. I would pray it. Amen. And then while praying it, I would sit and I will imagine the scripture, seeing the scripture before me. In my mind, I will imagine it. And then I will start praying in the Spirit. The next day I would take a following next scripture. I would start with the first one that I've studied. And I will learn a new one. And I will follow the same process. And I will pray in the Spirit. And I, after a week or so, I realized, but hang on, there's something happening here. My prayer language increased. My spiritual language even increased. And I could feel that Word becoming alive within me. And the moment I started taking the mic, that Word was builded up inside of me. Because I'm praying in the Spirit, you need to understand that the Bible says in John 6:63 that the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words that I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. So the moment I took those scriptures and I started praying in the Spirit, it released the breath of God upon those words. It released the breath of God upon those words. And that word became illuminated within the light that I am filled with. It got infused within my bones, burning like holy fire. Amen. And the moment I took the mic, it just started to flow. That is how you do it. It takes some effort, but it's all worth it. Now I can take the mic, I can preach. I can preach because the Word is alive within me. The Holy Spirit will show me certain scriptures while I'm preaching. Yeah, but this works, it works like that. And connecting this scripture to that scripture, it's alive within me. Because I've got a relationship with God. I pray constantly. I'm constantly in prayer. I'm constantly praying in the Spirit. I once received a prophecy. And it said that many doors will be open for you. But you need to pray in the Spirit constantly. And I followed those words. I will be driving in the car praying in the Spirit. I will be sitting at work praying in the Spirit. Preparing for these messages. I will be praying in the Spirit. Amen. And I could feel my spirit being activated, becoming alive. You guys are very quiet. Does it make sense? Listen, Paul was a man that walked in revelation. And he said that I thank my God that I pray in unknown tongues more than any of you. The Bible says it. Paul said that I thank my God that I pray in the Spirit more than any of you. This was a man that have written 13 of the 27 New Testament books. This was a man that walked in power and revelation. If you want the Word of God to be revealed to you, you need to be baptized in the Spirit and start praying in the Spirit. Amen? You need to understand that your praying in tongues is directly related to your healing. It is related to you walking in the Spirit. It is related to you operating in the supernatural power of God effortlessly. Amen? I want to tell you tonight that you're praying in the Spirit. You know, if we as believers can start praying in the Spirit, it will keep us in unity. It will keep us in unity. The Bible says in Genesis 11 verse 6, you can maybe put that on for me, Genesis 11 verse 6, and it says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. Amen? And this they begin to do. Speaks of the story of the Tower of Babel. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Now note that the Bible says that they were one people and they had one language. Say one people with one language. It speaks of unity. Amen? I want to show you guys something. Where people are speaking the same language, it means that there is unity. And where there is unity, nothing will be unable for you to accomplish. You will literally be able to accomplish anything that you set your mind out to do. Where there's unity. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this. Now, by profession, I'm a mechanical draftsman. Or rather, I should restate, my work during the day is being a mechanical draftsman. This is rather my profession. And so when you walk into a drafting office, there's certain terminology that you will use. You will say that we speak the same language. If I start speaking that language here, you will look at me like I'm crazy. Amen? Have you heard that before? We speak the same language. Amen? You guys with me? Where there's unity, everything is possible. You need to understand that when you are connected to someone or somebody, that you start speaking the same language. Amen? And that you have the same vision, as we can see with the people here of the Tower of Babel. And that this is why vision is so important. We're standing in unity with an almighty God. I'm going to tell you tonight that we are connected with a true living God, meaning that we now speak the same language, standing in unity with the same vision. Amen. Now, the Bible says that these people were wicked and they started to build this thing, this massive tower, and God had to intervene. Because God saw that because of them speaking one language and because of them standing in unity, that whatever they decide or put their minds to do, that they will accomplish it. I need you guys to hear me spiritually. That they will be able to accomplish it. Nothing will be able to stand in their way, and God needed to intervene. Amen? So God came down and He brought confusion between the people by giving them all their own language. And that is where languages was born. Amen? But I want to tell you tonight that we have been taken back to a place, to a dimension that is not of the natural, but that is of the supernatural. Amen? Where we've been given one language again. Amen? Where a Savior was born. Where a Savior was born in the likeness of a sinful flesh to be a sin offering, an atonement offering for you and for me. Amen? Through whom we have received the gift of eternal life, and His name is Jesus Christ. I want to tell you tonight that through this sacrifice, through this atonement sacrifice, a new breed has been designed. A new creature with supernatural ability. Amen? As I see before me standing an exceeding great army, I'm telling you that you are that new breed. I'm telling you that that new breed is the church, and that you've been given this language, and that you've been reconnected with the true living God, standing in perfect unity, praying in your heavenly language, and now nothing that you send your mind to, nothing will be impossible. Amen? We are in a spiritual battle, whether we like it or not, and it is time that the church come back to a place. I'm not speaking just of this church, but that the body of Christ overall comes back to a place where we stand in unity, where we stand in unity. Amen? Making sure that we fulfill the great commission that has been given us. And what is the great commission? The Bible says, go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. That is our great commission. Go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And on that note, I want to share something else with you. There are three different types of tongues that you can receive or that you can operate within. Amen? You guys still with me? Is this okay? There's three different types of tongues that you can operate in. The first type of tongue that the Bible speaks of is where you, by a supernatural ability, by the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden you can speak a language that you have not studied, that you have never spoken before. Amen? Like Zulu or Chinese or whatever it might be. You just all of a sudden you can speak this language. Amen? Imagine now, the Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all to creation. Eckhart, if I have to send you to Thailand, in some desolate place where they speak not one word of English, how are you going to preach the gospel? Amen? Yet, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. It is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit where you can pray in an unknown tongue. Amen? The Bible speaks of it. As many of you sitting here tonight, you will yet reach the nations and you will go on into foreign countries. And supernaturally, the ability will come on you by the Holy Spirit. You will take the mic and you will just start to preach in an unknown tongue. The people listening to you will understand, but you yourself will not understand what you're saying. Amen? The second is whereby you pray in tongues and someone else needs to interpret the tongues that you're praying in. Amen? And then Stefan stands up and he interprets what I've just prayed. Amen? And the third, do it. And the third is our own personal prayer language, which requires no interpretation. Amen? This is where you start to pray in the Spirit, where you do not speak unto man, but where you start speaking unto God. This is where you will get into inner room and you will just start to pray in the Spirit, in your heavenly language. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verse 2, for he that speak in an unknown tongue, speak not unto men, but unto God. He that speak in an unknown tongue does not speak unto man, but unto God, because man does not understand. Amen? Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speak mysteries. If you want to be able to understand the mysteries that is locked up in God, you need to be able to pray in the Spirit. Amen? It is here that you can pray for hours, because now it is the Holy Spirit interceding through you, the perfect will of God out for your lives. Amen? It is here that even the Word of God starts becoming revelation to you. I strongly believe that you will not be able to understand the Word of God if you cannot pray in the Spirit. I strongly believe that. Amen? The Bible says that the letter kills. The Bible says that the letter kills, but that the Spirit gives life. If you read this word from a carnal state, it will destroy you, because condemnation will take you out. You have to read the Word of God with a spiritual mindset. And the only way you can do that is by praying in the Spirit. Because when you pray in the Spirit, it means you're praying with the Holy Spirit. He's the author of this book. Amen? You guys with me? The Word needs to be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. It is only possible if you can pray in the Spirit. That is why we come here every Saturday morning. And we pray, and we will have certain topics on the board. Like we will pray for the nation. And then someone will take the mic and pray like 5 minutes. A prayer in a language that we understand. And then we will move over into praying in the Spirit. Why? Why do we do that? It's because now we're bringing it into the Spirit. We have prayed it, what we need, what we want, and now we're taking it, and we're taking it into the Spirit. And by praying in the Spirit, you constantly think about what was just said. And now you're releasing the breath of God upon the word spoken. It activates the very word in the spiritual dimension. By you praying now in the Spirit, it brings the very power and the life of the Holy Spirit upon the words that you're speaking, causing it to be made manifest into the here and the now without any delay. If you want your prayers to come forth without delay, you need to be able to pray in the Spirit. Amen. When you pray in the Spirit, it is a sign that you are a believer. It is a sign that you are a believer. Who's believers? Who's sitting here as believers? I hope everyone is standing up or raising their hands. There we go. Thank you, God. He's a true believer. He stood up. Is everyone a believer? The Bible says in Mark 16, verse 15 to 18, it says that, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. NIV version. And these signs will accompany those who believe. Say signs. It is a sign that you are a believer. And it says, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons and they will speak in new tongues. It is a sign that you are a believer. If you have ever doubted whether I'm a believer or not, if you can speak in the Spirit, I'm telling you that you are a son and a daughter of the Most High God, because you're following the signs of the Word of God. Now note that the Bible says that in my name you will cast out demons. In my name you will speak in new tongues. In my name. This is important. And it carries high spiritual value, because many Christians do not have an intimate relationship with God and they use the name of Jesus as a tag name. As a tag name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This and that. Amen. Merely starting your sentence with in the name of Jesus and it does not come out of a place of relationship and intimacy carries no power. And that is why David have said in Psalm 17 verse 2, he says the following. He says that, let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. When you pray in the Spirit, your words is being sent forth with power from without the holy presence of the Holy Spirit. It carries the very life of the Holy Spirit. Nothing can stand in its way. It carries the breaker anointing. Amen. When you pray in the Spirit and your prayers does not come from a place of relationship and intimacy, it is spoken without revelation and carries no power. The sons of Sceva did this. They said that in the name of Jesus, when Paul preaches, we cast out these demons. And what happened? Those demons jumped up, stripped them of their clothes, beaten them up, and sent them with shame on face away. Because it was sent out of a place without intimacy and relationship. Amen. In my name they shall speak in new tongues. In my name. When you say in my name, in the name of Jesus Christ, man, let me tell you, I wish I can make you understand what I'm trying to get through. The name of Jesus, if you pray for someone, you do not necessarily have to say in the name of Jesus. If you're standing at one with the true living God and you know who you are and you know God, you're standing in a relationship, I can pray for someone without saying in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus is not about the name. It's not about the name. There's power in the name of Jesus, but it's not a... It is not the name. I wish you can understand what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to get this through to you. It is a spiritual thing. It is an understanding. It is a revelation of Christ Jesus. The Bible says, this is it. The Bible says that I am clothed with Christ. The Bible says that I am clothed with Christ. When the devil looks at you, he does not see you. He sees Christ Jesus. He sees the one that has shed his blood for you and for me. And when you start praying in the Spirit, it confuses the enemy because he does not understand what you are saying. Amen? And so your praise comes forth from without the presence of the Holy Spirit, from without Christ Jesus. You don't have to say in the name of Jesus because you are clothed with him. Are you with me? But you need to stand in relationship and intimacy with God, where you are rubbing shoulders with the true living God and his essence is coming off upon you. And the more you encounter him, the more like him you become. so that when you start preaching the gospel, it carries power because you know who's backing you up. Amen. You need to understand that the devil understands your own language. You pray in English, Afrikaans, or whatever natural language you're praying in, the devil understands it. And that is why when you say, in the name of Jesus, come out, those demons have to go out because they understand what you are saying. Amen? But when you speak in an unknown tongue, it is a heavenly language. It is a holy language. It is an unknown language which the devil cannot understand. Daniel prayed. Marie spoke on this morning. And when Daniel prayed, he had to wait for the answer 21 days. His prayer was answered immediately. And the angels was activated to bring forth that answer immediately. But it took 21 days for that answer to reach Daniel. Because he prayed. In those days, they did not have the gift of praying in the spirits. So he was praying in his own language, and the devil understood every word that he was praying. And the Bible says that on the 21st day, an angel appeared unto Daniel and said that, listen, Daniel, the moment that your words were sent forth, your prayers came forth, your prayers was answered, but the prince of Persia, which is the devil, have prevented us from coming through to for you to receive your answer. 21 days. 21 days he had to wait for his answer. Amen. Say, but God. Say again, say, but God. You need to understand that in the new covenant, we have the ability to speak a language of angels, of heaven, that the enemy does not understand, that confuses him. So there's no more delay on your prayers. Are you guys with me? We have the advocate. We have the Holy Spirit within us. Amen? I don't know if you're getting this. For many sitting here, your miracle have been holding back. Your miracle have been holded back. Your breakthrough have been holded back. It is time that you start praying in the spirits. From a dimension that is not of this world. From a kingdom that is not of this world. From the kingdom of heaven. Where there's no more delay on your prayers. Where the enemy does not know what's going to happen next. Amen. For your prayers are aligned with the kingdom of heaven, being sent forth with pinpoint accuracy. It cannot miss its targets. Amen? You guys with me? I want to tell you tonight that when you start worshiping God in other tongues and you pray in the Spirit, that you become God's secret agents. You become God's secret agents. James Bond's. Amen. License to destroy demons. Amen. Because the enemy does not know. You're operating now behind the enemy lines. And he's got no idea as to what you are busy doing. What you are praying. And where your praise is going to rain down next. He's just trying to kill the fires. Amen. You guys with me? It is when you start speaking in the Spirit. Stand with me. It's when you start to speak in the Spirit. Oh, it carries power. It's when you start to speak in the Spirit. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? You are saying, I'm taking by power. You are saying that I am taking by force. You are saying that I am taking by fire. I want to tell you tonight you're going to receive fresh fire. Tonight fire is going to rain down upon you. Come on, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit.